to Tea, the Entrepreneurial Artist podcast with me, Tanya Ingerson. This podcast is an interview that I did with Meg Marder, who's a painter and loves using inks in her beautiful paintings. I travelled out to the country to meet Meg, and I want to share this with the listeners of this podcast, that I met Meg through my LinkedIn account. And some of these social media platforms are a wonderful way to connect with people in the industry that you are working in or passionate about. So I spent some time with Meg on her beautiful property in regional South Australia. And as this is the series of quick chats, we really focused on one main topic, which was her arts classes and all the background of her being an artist, how she came to that point, and how she's built a business around all the things that she sells around her art. I really hope that you're going to enjoy this podcast because it was a wonderful chat and she is so inspiring. So sit back and enjoy the chat that I had with Meg Marder. Well, here I am in Clare in this beautiful property out with this amazing window out, looking out into the beautiful countryside and bush, and just had this beautiful cup of tea. And I'm here with Meg Marder, who is a painter. And well, there's actually quite a bit to Meg, but we're going to find out about that through the course of this podcast. So thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, Meg, can you describe what kind of artist you are? What do you actually do?
Okay, I paint with acrylic inks. I use Derevan Matisse acrylic inks, which are Australian made, and that's very important to me. Although the paper I use is not, it's just good paper,
yeah.
Fabriano paper.
Yeah.
So I can't find good Australian made paper, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But so I paint with acrylic inks and I like to share them with a lot of people. So I run events and workshops.
So are you known as the ink lady?
by some people, yes. So with Derevan Matisse, they have called me that because I'm the only one that really fully promotes their inks. Although a lot of people use them and they are, if you look on Instagram and Facebook, plenty of people do. I just run a lot of events with them.
So what do you like about ink? What are you drawn to with ink?
Just the vibrant colours, I think.
Yeah.
And also once they dry, they're permanent, so you can do a lot of layering.
Yeah.
But you also have to really work with your mistakes, which can take your artwork in a completely different way.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? So you would find, do you find that what you start with is quite different to what you finish with?
It can be. There's quite often, if I do a painting and it suddenly has a background, it's because I've spilled some ink or something didn't go as planned, or maybe I added a tree or a bit of barley or something and it wasn't meant to be there, but I just make it part of the picture.
Just make it part of it. So what kind of images do you use? Is it landscape? And I notice there's some beautiful animals that you've painted.
Generally not landscapes. I do a lot of animals, people and flowers, pretty much anything that takes my fancy, unless I have a commission, then I paint to that.
And I've seen your paintings and had been very privileged to be taken into your gorgeous little workshop, which is wonderful, which has your business area and your painting and workshop as well. Is the colours look quite bright?
Yes.
And that's so that's what you love about it, yeah. So your paintings are quite bright and uplifting, aren't they?
Yes, yes. Although you can water them down quite a bit and have a pale painting, but I don't see the point.
Yeah, that's what you love.
Add the colour.
So when did you know in your life that you would be an artist? And have you always been an artist?
Well, you have the arrogance of being a child saying, I'm an artist.
Yes.
And no one's going to question you.
Yes, true.
Then in my 20s, I started to sell artworks. It's when we used to have a wonderful thing online called sold.com, and it was a beautiful auction site. It was like eBay, but a lot smaller, more of a community thing.
Yeah.
And I used to sell a lot through there, and then they disappeared. Tried eBay, and I thought, well, this is just too hard. It's too many people.
Yeah.
And then, as a lot of people do, I cycled through and I stopped doing art for a few years.
Yeah.
And I came back to it, when I came back to it, I just said, I'm not an artist, I'm just a painter. And now I call myself an artist, but it took me a while. And I think it was other people calling me an artist that eventually, okay, I'm an artist.
So why did you think that you weren't an artist?
I just think I was painting just what I wanted to paint. I wasn't formally trained.
It's a really interesting topic, actually, of, you know, what is an artist? And really, I mean, not that I know all the answers, but to me, an artist is, if you feel you're an artist, you're an artist. Mm. You know, I think on one of these podcasts, we had a similar discussion where we said, you know, maybe artist is when you're a practicing artist. Mm. You know, maybe that's more of the definition, but it's kind of, it's an interesting topic, isn't it?
It is. And I get asked if I'm a professional artist, and I say, no, I'm a business artist.
Ah, yes.
So, because I'm not professionally trained, but I do run my arts business as a business.
Yes. With that as well, so you've always been an artist, having a little bit of time off, and now coming back to being an artist as well. So what was it that drove you to be an artist? It's just something that felt natural to you, or it sounds like your dad, you know, gave you a bit of influence as a child as well.
Yeah, my dad was an artist. Didn't do very well at it.
Yeah. He still loved it.
Successfully. He didn't make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But he was very good at experimenting, and we could always watch what he was doing, and he'd explain what he was doing. Yeah. My brother is also an artist, sometimes practicing, sometimes not. But he was my brother. When I was a child, I was looking up to him, and he would be the good artist and I was just playing, is how it felt, because he was always very good. But I'm the one that's actually doing it at the moment, and he's taken a break. But that's,
that's just how it is. That's a good way to describe it. It's just life, isn't it?
It is life.
So a thing about you, Meg, that I think is really interesting is that you really have matched the business with the art.
Mm-hmm.
And so when did that happen? Like, when is it always been the way? I mean, you said in your 20s that you'd already selling online, which, you know, that was...
It was back in the very early days of selling on the internet. So it was in the early 2000s.
So you always had that sense of you want to be an artist, but you want it to actually pay something so you can continue to do it.
Well, what else are you going to do with all your artworks?
Yeah. Well, that's a good point too, isn't it? Actually, that's a good point. You may need to be able to sell it, but it's also helped, you know, in your life and sitting in this beautiful home on this property in Clare as well. The other thing is that you do is the events.
Yes.
So how did that even start?
So I had a friend who had been to a painting and drinking event in Adelaide, and she just asked me, would you ever put one on in Clare? And I just, oh, why not? I decided to give it a go. It was going to be a one-time thing.
Yeah.
So she could come along, I'd get some other people. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah. Well done. Have you given it a go?
And it was just, if you put it out there and you just do it, you just do it. You don't have to overthink it.
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone had a lot of fun, and then I was asked, when's the next one? So then I had to think about, could I keep doing this? And so I put another one on, and people came, and put another one on, and people came. And each event, I learned something new. So the first one... It was very tricky because, like I said, I didn't know what I was doing. And each one I refined, and now I have a very good system.
Yeah, and that's interesting that you're doing that, refining it. And it is called Paint and Plonk.
Yes.
In Clare Valley. So that kind of
makes... We are a wine region. But even though I'm based in the Clare Valley, I still travel around to do my events.
Yeah.
So I do public events and private events. So I have bookings for... hens nights and birthday parties, and it's always a bit different. You get a different crowd. But yeah, it's just introducing the plonk part of the painting.
Yeah,
people that are a bit nervous, they can really have a go.
Yeah,
and yes,
and they're fun. I really loved how you said that, you know, in during the actual events where you're doing this paint and plonk, that you actually kind of feel like, you know, you've made this group of friends, and it's actually not so much the instructor saying, you know, this is how you do it.
Yes.
You're all having fun together?
Yes, it feels like I'm part of the party, and then it's sometimes sad to say goodbye.
The other thing which I thought was really unique, that you recorded the actual technique of painting for the event. So to explain how that works.
Okay, well, so my first event, I tried to paint along with everybody.
Yeah.
And it just... I did the worst painting I've ever done in my life while I was trying to paint and talk and hand out inks and water, and it just was not possible. So eventually I started painting myself, paint the painting first, video myself.
Yes, video,
And then I would have that just playing in the background on my computer,
yeah.
Or if there was a screen, I could plug that in.
Yeah.
And then I could just talk to people and help with their inks and hand out the water and just be part of the group and not have to paint in front of everybody. But it just opened me up to be free to help everyone else.
And so what a wonderful experience for the people going to these events, that they can, you know, have that fun, like you said, you know, wandering around and everyone can interact with each other.
Yep.
But then they can go and look at the screen
for
instruction, because you can't share yourself around, you know, at the same time with everyone, can you?
Yeah, and I also have printed instructions, so they have different ways of following, because some people like to watch the video, some people like to read the instructions, and some people just want to go their own way, and that's great too.
Yeah.
So,
what do the events that you do, which is interesting that you do actually at a venue, but you do it at venues and also at people's homes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So generally if I have a public event at a venue, it's great because people can just buy their own drinks and food or whatever. And at people's places, they do their own food and wine, and it's interesting. It's always somewhere different.
Yeah.
And it's nice.
And because you're in Clare, you've even been to Tasmania.
Yes.
And done an event there, and interstate as well?
Just Tasmania and around South Australia.
South Australia Yeah. So, like, what a great way, what a great experience to have for the people that, you know, have you there. And how do people book you?
Through my online store.
Oh, do they?
So I have a section for Paint and Plonk. So for the for private bookings, I usually just get an email inquiry, and then I work out how many people, and then we work out what paintings I'd like to do. And and occasionally I'll arrange a painting. I'll create a painting for the event if it's something special.
Oh,
or they
can
choose from my library of paintings.
Oh, to be able to do it. So if it's a theme based, like a, I think, did you say earlier that pre-wedding sort of things, the hens and all that kind of, that would be quite fun.
Yes, it's always a lot of fun.
So for our listeners, there will be a link on the landing page of the podcast to your website, so people can go and they can just contact you if they've got some questions and got some ideas, and you're open to different ideas. And you do small groups and big ones, but the small groups kind of are more successful as far as everyone getting their time.
Yeah, the small groups are a lot of fun.
Yeah,
because you really get to know everybody.
Yeah,
large groups, obviously, I can do just as well. Yes. It's just a lot more running around on my part. But I do both, and I like both. But the private bookings is where I really want to move into.
So when you say smaller, how many people are you talking?
If I don't have to travel, so if it's just in Clare, probably my smallest group would be six.
Yeah. And if you did have to travel?
Say to Adelaide or anywhere else, I'd say 10.
10, yeah. And do people have to bring anything, or do they just turn up?
They just turn up.
Yeah.
And that's if it's at a venue, then I've already arranged the food and the drink, they just turn up and they go away with two lovely artworks.
And that's the other thing you were saying, is that you, in your events, people do two.
They do two. So when I looked into this, everybody was doing it on canvas. And I thought, well, I'm doing it differently.
Yes.
We do what I do, which is inks.
You're right.
And value for money, you do two paintings, not one.
And people would love that.
And it also gives you a 50-50 chance you might like one of them at least.
So maybe one of them you might frame and put on your wall. Oh my goodness, that's amazing. So now, going back to your art, living in a country area like Clare, where do you sell your work? I mean, you've got a wonderful, your website really is lovely, and it's easy to be able to buy your work.
Yep.
But do you have exhibitions, and how easy or hard is it here in a country area?
Okay, so I have a couple of places I exhibit permanently. So there's a beauty shop in Clare, and there's also the Duke of Brunswick in Adelaide. I just have paintings there all the time. Then there's my shop online. Yeah. And then I just look for exhibitions coming up in the local area.
Yeah.
Or, you know, when sale is coming, you just ask around for venues.
Yes.
And it's just, and sometimes it's word of mouth. And yeah, there's obviously Facebook and Instagram. People will buy off there as well.
Yeah. So. And the commissions. Do you do quite a few commissions?
Yes. Yeah. I'm starting to get more commissions, and they're quite fun because you have a bit of direction.
Yes, yeah.
Although I like to paint for myself too. But, it is really nice when you paint somebody, say somebody's pet, especially maybe one that's died, and it's and people get very, very excited when they see it, which is always nice.
Yes, yeah.
I'm a bit teary. But
Is that emotional for you as well? Why, if it's something that means something so much, especially a pet?
Yeah, well, It's just nice for me. I don't know. I just feel good.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to walk away and go, yeah, I did a good job.
Yeah. And it means something, you know, really special to people as well. Are there many exhibitions in this area, or do you exhibit outside of Clare? I know you said, you know, in Adelaide. Do you go to Sala or anything like that in Adelaide?
I've done the Barossa Sala. But quite often I'll do Sala events in Clare because I run an art group as well, and I try to do a Sala event with my art group when I can.
Yeah.
And I think one year I was involved in 5 different Sala events in the one year.
Oh.
And I decided the next year that was a bit too many. So that's just that you just take the opportunities when they come.
Yeah.
But you also have to realise not every opportunity is a good opportunity.
That's right. So how do you, well, first of all, I want to go back to the art group.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, can you tell us a little bit more about what is this art group that you're involved in? Do you run it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So when I started my business, The Journey Studio, about 7 years ago, I decided I really needed to make myself paint consistently, because the art business started with selling art supplies with a little bit of paintings on the side.
Right.
And that I really wanted to get back into painting more, because I had very young children, which interrupted the whole creative vibe.
They do that, yeah. Yes.
Although they are also the reason I went back to art, because my eldest, as a toddler, started to paint, and it was costing me a lot of money in art supplies, so I thought I'll just get this wholesale and make a business out of it.
That's brilliant.
So anyway, so when I started the business, I thought, I really need to just make myself paint, so that if I start an art group, then I'm at least accountable once a week with other people and you paint.
Yeah.
So, and that's been going for about 7 years now, and it's been wonderful. Made some wonderful friends.
And great for your craft as well. So you've been able to end others as well. How often do you meet?
Every week.
Every week?
Yeah, unless it's not during school holidays, because I've got the kids.
Yeah.
It's all based around me.
Well, you're running it.
No, but like most things, you go through school terms.
Yes. Yeah, so. Oh, that's amazing. And how long did you say that's for? How long have you been running that for?
Oh, about 7 years.
7 years. Yeah. And is it the similar people, like people come and go, or is it?
Some people do come and go, but we do have a couple from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And
your exhibit. So this art group, I'm really interested in that, because in a country area, having grown up in the country as well, is those community groups are so valuable for lots of reasons.
Yes.
Not necessarily what you're there for, but that connection and, you know, achieving something.
Yes.
And so the work, do you exhibit each year, or what does the group do with art?
So a lot of it is it's very, very social.
Mm.
We just chat and drink coffee or hot chocolates.
Yes.
Do a bit of painting or drawing.
Yeah.
And there are days where you're not in the mood, but you just come and you just hang out.
Yeah.
And you at least absorb all the creativity around you.
Yes.
But everyone's at different levels and different styles. So I think it actually looks really nice when we exhibit together, because it's a real range of colours and subjects and styles. Sometimes we will choose a subject and go with it.
Yeah.
We had one about chickens a couple of years ago.
Oh, that would have been great.
It was called an exhibition of all things fowl. Oh. And that was so much fun. So we just, I'll just find a venue to exhibit. It might be at a cafe or at a winery, or we've done the tourism centre.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's something to keep us all going.
All going. Are there many artists in this area?
There's actually a lot of artists in the Clare Valley.
Yeah.
So all different levels.
Yes.
So professional and people just starting out and having a play and everyone in between.
Yeah. Is that, I mean, where we're sitting, I mean, for the listeners, it's a bit unfair, but to kind of describe to everyone, it's really, I can't see another house anywhere, and we're in this beautiful, sort of in a valley, really, with the trees, and I mean, this is very inspiring, Meg. You know, do you feel very inspired by where you live?
I do wish I painted landscapes. I got lovely views.
Yeah, yes.
But
just, you know, that being in this environment,
we have
amazing.
A nice buffer zone. Not that we don't like people, but we do like our quiet.
Quiet time.
Yeah.
The other thing that which I thought was really interesting too, is that your children are painting as well, and they're going to be doing some things and selling their work too.
Yeah, they've both sold paintings, so they're very proud of themselves.
Yes.
So they also they want to sell things on my shop.
Yeah.
So make their own cards. And,
yeah.
So my eldest, she exhibited at the local Rotary art exhibition.
Yeah.
And randomly sold a painting to somebody in Adelaide.
Oh, how
which
wonderful.
Which was lovely.
Yes.
And my younger, she sold a painting to a friend of ours. So
yeah.
So they're both, they think they're very professional artists because they're both sold.
And how old are they?
9 and 11.
9 and 11, that's yes. Brilliant. A thing I've been really interested, Meg, as well. I mean, your artwork is beautiful. I really love it. And the inks, like that's such an interesting mm. way that you've used those. Is that you really looked at your art as a business.
Yes.
So you love it. You obviously got passion for that and
yes.
the community. But it's your business.
And it definitely is.
Your husband, Rob, which I was very fortunate to meet before and have a nice chat, is that, yeah, just describe to our listeners, you know, how you go about the business.
Okay, so my husband's in IT
yeah.
and I do the arty party side. Although we still have business meetings all the time, we talk about what he's doing, what I'm doing, how we can join forces sometimes. We do things together. But when I talk about my stuff, he's got yeah, just different set of eyes when mm-hmm. he looks at what I do, and same for me with him. I think we really complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll show him a work and he'll comment on it, which is interesting.
Yes.
Sometimes it's in a nice way and sometimes it's like, oh, you just don't get what I'm doing. But that's fine. I class him. He's the general public.
Yeah.
He'll be looking at my art. So that's how they will see it. He's not somebody arty necessarily.
That's
which is good.
Yeah, isn't that a good point? No, so for our listeners, for any artists that have a partner or mm-hmm. family members that aren't artists, is to not dismiss them as being important, because, you know, that's really interesting what you mm. said, is that he kind of represents the public.
Yes.
So you have these, because you do, if you are an artist yourself or very interested in art, you are going to have different eyes. And if you're wanting to sell your work
mm.
and make it money because it's your business, you really need to be able to sell to a broad range of people. So
yes.
that is helpful. And you found that really helpful.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
And he gives me great advice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's amazing. And, you know, where you are now really has been, which is the house that you've built on this property, which is just gorgeous, and the sheds and everything around here is a combination of both of your businesses.
Yes.
Yeah. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's really amazing. So, Meg, what's next? Like, where's the future? Like, what kind of things are you thinking about doing more of, or something new in the future?
I'm hoping to do more commissions, because
yes.
I really do enjoy those, because you get let in briefly into somebody else's life.
Yeah.
And, you know, meet their pet, not necessarily in person. I do a lot of it over email for people anywhere. And I want to do more events, but just smaller events. I'd like
yeah.
to keep them a bit more intimate.
Yes.
And possibly more workshops, not always focused around the drinking and the painting.
Yeah.
Although that is fun.
Yes. Yeah.
And people are always welcome to drink while they paint.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, just some workshops as well.
Yeah. Something that, whether it's something you want to do in the future or not, which I thought was kind of interesting, is the online course that you did, that
yes.
and you sold it as well.
Yeah, so I during the COVID lockdown, the first one.
it's really hard to know which one, but yes. actually,
in the early days.
In the early days, although South Australia, we didn't have that many.
So probably
touch
in
wood.
March,
yes,
around that time, I decided to put my acrylic ink workshop that I do as an online course. So I challenged myself to film myself and do it and put it out there. So I've got that on my store, but I also uploaded it to a site called Udemy, which is an American site. So I've, some random people in America have been doing my course, which is lovely.
And do you get paid for it?
Yes, I do.
So are there many of those kinds of online courses?
Yes, there's a lot of different places. I think, yeah, there's a whole range of online things like Skillshare and
yeah.
other things like
what
that.
What an interesting way to have a look at a different way of doing your course as mm. well. And so people can go to your website and look at this online course. Do they have to pay for it?
Yes.
Yeah, so they pay for online.
I'm a businesswoman.
Meg, amazing. Love that.
Although currently if people buy a set of my acrylic inks, I'll generally throw in the course anyway. So
just so that our listeners understand, to go to your website, and like I said, there'll be a link on the landing page, What are all the things that people can buy from your website? Because there's the art supplies, there's the online course, there's art, there's commissions. Yes. So, yeah, explain like all the different parts of the website maybe.
Okay, so I generally sell the art supplies that I use. And the reason being, if I don't sell them, in the end, I'm just going to use them.
Okay, yeah.
So to me, that's, you're not wasting money. I don't want to keep a whole lot of stock on hand. But I always will get things in for people if they would like.
Yeah.
I sell commissions, and I've just started doing the prepay commission. So you can book a commission and just pay for it straight away.
Yeah.
And then I'll paint it. And then deliver it.
Yeah. Oh, great. Whereas,
rather than
the other
do
way.
It and then
yeah.
Or the payment way. At the end.
Well, and that way the person that's buying it's paid for, it's done.
And they can forget about it. They just have to wait for delivery. Like with any other product you buy.
Yeah.
You order it and it gets delivered. So
yeah, it's wonderful.
And then I sell, obviously, the tickets when I have events. And, yeah, that's about it.
So it's very much, your website is very much an art business.
Yes.
With, you know, you being an artist as well. Congratulations.
Thank
I really
you, Tanya.
I do. I really I love all the concept and, you know, it's enabled you to live in this wonderful area that you do now. So I'm going to ask you one last question. This has been lots of fun and the tea has been and these beautiful teacups, which is I'm in heaven, is what do you love about being an artist?
I love the people, all the people that I meet through being an artist, whether my art group or the people I do commissions for, or people at events, or when you have an exhibition and you get to walk around and talk to the people looking at the exhibition. That's what I love the most, just the people.
The people. Yeah. Oh, Meg, that's so nice. Well, thank you so much for being on this podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It's been really fun and all the best. I feel like we'll be coming back for another visit just to say hi.
That would be great.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation that I had with Meg Marder. What an amazing way to finish this series of quick chats on Tea, the Entrepreneurial Artist podcast, and also finishing the year 2020 with this incredible conversation with Meg Marder, who is undoubtedly an entrepreneurial artist. Most beautiful laugh and conversation, wonderful tea. And wasn't there some really interesting ways that Meg has gone about of creating an arts business? Well, like I said, this is the end of the quick chat series. And starting in 2021, we're starting a new series with some amazing guests. I can't wait to share it with everybody. And I just want to say thank you so much to all the guests that I've had on Tea, the Entrepreneurial Artist podcast. You are all incredible, all amazing, and I'm inspired by each and every one of you. So for all the listeners, stay safe, have a wonderful festive season, and please join me in 2021 when I bring you more interviews from entrepreneurial artists. Until then, bye for now.